So I just wanted to mention one ha'ara, and that is behektim, a tremendous chiddush, v'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram, that I saw in the Shailos Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, l'hagoyin, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, Zeichet Tzadok Levrachan. This is in his Tshuvas in Eruch Chaim. It's Simen Nun Vav, it's Siv Katan Hey. He brings the chiddush of Rav Zachi HaLevi, this chiddush of the Baal HaMor, that even though mitzvahs lav lahanes nino, everyone knows that, it's only if it, the mitzvah is a mitzvah deiraisa. But if it's a mitzvah derabbanon, then you're not going to say that. But the question is why? What's the svara? So he says a svara al derech ha-pilpol, the al derech ha-chidur. Again, this is a little bit of a roller coaster. But al derech ha-people and al derech ha-chidur says the Beis Yitzchak, he says, I'm going to tell you maybe what pshat might be in this chiddush for Rav Zachi HaLevi. The truth is, the Rishonim all ask a kasha. And that is, that how could you say mitzvah slav lahanes nino? You're going to tell me, because, no, what do you mean? When you do a mitzvah, it's not a nice hana. When you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to be doing something geshmak. Altir kavodim, hamisham shenes harav. Again, you're an eved. You're an eved kanani. This is an act of avdus. And be that, whatever the lundus is, but it is some act of avdus. You're not really, but frek the rishonim, the Rajba asks the kasha, and the ritva mesach, the sukkah, the flamet aleph on the days. He says, what about the fact that one day you're going to get tzcha? Meaning, but one day we will be avodim that are going to be mekabel pras. Then you certainly have a right to ask for your pras. So luchayr, there's going to be a matan schara at some point. So if there's going to be a matan schara b'tzida, so luchayr, when you benefit or when you do a dvar mitzvah, it's something you're not allowed to have hanah from. Even if you want to tell me the act of doing a mitzvah is not an act of hanah. I mean, even though I could check off the box, I just did a mitzvah that I had to do. That in and of itself is not a ma'isa hanah. Forget about that. What about the schar that I'm going to get? What about the schar mitzvah? L'chayra, the schar mitzvah. That's a tremendous schar. Yofa kairas ruach me'aylam abam mikol hanoi soy l'mazah. Why is that in and of itself not considered hanah? That's the Rishonim's kasha. And the Rishonim say it teretz. But the Beis Yitzchak says that in all the terutzim that he saw in the Rishonim, meaning it's maybe a grammar, whatever the far is, unfortunately we don't have enough time in this raid bite to tackle such a big kasha and such a big sugya. Maybe another day. But the point is, Beis Yitzchak says one geshmaka punchline, that's negeya the vart that we're going to say. And that is, that it's pasha to me, that the only reason the schar mitzvah that a person's going to get is not considered hana as it relates to this sugya of mudra hana mechavera, and mitzvah slav lahanes netnu, it's because schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka. Because that schar that you're going to get, you don't get on this world. That's a schar that you're going to get in the next world. He said, but it's pasha to me. If schar mitzvah would be Baha'i Alma, if you would get schar for the mitzvahs you do in this world, he said, I don't believe that if you walk into shul on Rosh Hashanah and the Baal Tekeya is someone that you don't get along with. You were mudr hanah mechaveira. In fact, you have an isin neder relationship with this person. You would have to walk out. You know why? Because you're going to hear tchiyah shofar, and because of the tchiyah shofar, you're going to be zoicha to shefa bracha v'atzlocha. You're going to be zoicha to bani chayim mezayni. Gzunt parnas nachas. That's hanah. So you're going to get hanah in this world. So how can you bet? You're going to tell me, because what do you mean? The mitzvah? Forget about the mitzvah. What about the shefa that you're going to get? That's not mitzvah. That has nothing to do with an eved that has an oil al tzavara. That's real fleishig eschar. So what about that schar? No, the Torah says you don't get that schar in this world. And being that you don't get that schar in this world, it doesn't factor in. Because schar mitzvah b'hay al malekum. He says it's pashut. The truth is, I found that Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, in Igus Moshe, it's an Erechaim Chelik Aleph, it's Simin Kuf Chavav. He has an arichos on the sugya of mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu with a lot of lumdis. So listen to what he just says. L'shoyne yazav. I'm literally coming in the middle of a paragraph. He says, L'chein aser, dahavi k'mayim hoyu schar mitzvah b'hai alma. Let's say there would be schar mitzvah b'hai alma. Tekef. Shevadai hoyu aser. It's posh you wouldn't be able to have anah. Dvar mitzvah from someone that you're a mod dahanah mechavere. Because the Rishonim's kasha. What happened to schar mitzvah? All the Rishonim are based on the fact that schar mitzvah b'hay al malakah. But if schar mitzvah would be b'hay al malakah, what do you mean? How could you benefit from him? At the end of the day, you're going to end up getting schar. So says the Beis Yitzchak, with that very, very brief akdama, that the Rishonim's kasha, that what happened to the hana that you're going to get in the next world, is only not a kasha because it's hana that you're going to get in the next world. But let's say schar mitzvah would be b'hay al malakah, then en chinami, it would throw off the whole concept of mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu. Because at the end of the day, maybe doing the mitzvah is not a hana. But what about the schar that I'm going to get from it? So he says, with one more introduction, we could say Pshana Reb Zrachi HaLevi. So he brings from his Zayda, the Tfu Ashar, who said a davar nifla. The Gemara says in Masechtas, this is mamish off the charts, this chiddush. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, this is saying a chiddush that's negeya sugyas chamuris and shas from a dvar agada. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'noisim pruta la'ani. If somebody gives a pruta la'ani, and our man comes to a yid and he says, he needs help. Ha'noisim pruta, a pruta la'ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. He gets six brachos. V'ha'mefaisa, if someone's mefaisim, mizbarech b'yud alef brachos. He's like, do you up? Brachos, ha'noisim pruta la'ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. How do you know that? Dichsiv, the Gemara brings a pasik in Yeshaya, ha'lei fares, l'roiv, lachmecha, v'aniyem, merudin, tovi, bayas, kisira, arim, v'chisisum, v'psar. And from that pasuk, Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, we learn that Hanoisein Pruto La'ani, Misparach B'Sheish Bracha, said the Tfuah Shar, not the Rishon, the Bechar Shar, the 17th century Achran Tfuah Shar. He said, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Hanoisein Pruto La'ani, Misparach B'Sheish Bracha. He says, if you go through the Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam lists six different lavin that a person could potentially violate if an Ani comes to him and asks him for tzedakah and he doesn't give it to him. Now, to be clear, the Rambam doesn't say that if an Ani asks somebody for money, he doesn't give him, he's over six lavin. That's not what he says. But there's six different scenarios where it's possible a person could be over a lav, and if you aggregate, you count up all the lavin, the number is six. So says the Tfuah Shar, he says that being that you find, there's an idea, that a person is shayach to be over six lavin, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, so the flip side is true as well. Why six brachas? Because when you gave pruta la'ani, you were not over the six lavin. You were mekayim the loisase, so to speak. You weren't over the loisase. And being that you weren't over the loisase, so it's for that reason you're going to get six brachas. I'm afraid the tfuah shar. Here's the punchline. He says, I understand. So you're getting credit for all the lavin that you didn't do. Why? Kenega the six lavin. What about the mitzvahs esses? You have mitzvahs esses that are related to stock as well. So what about all the mitzvahs esses? Why are you being misparach for the lois esses? He said, why is it that you're not being misparach for the mitzvahs esses? Says that for sure, you know why? Because schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah. And me that schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah, yeah, one day you're going to be rewarded for all the mitzvahs esses that you do. But not in this world. Schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah. So this schar of kol anois and putol la'onim misparach b'sheish brachis, you're not getting it for that esses. Because in this world, schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah. If that's the case, break the Torah, then why are you getting schar for the lois esses? I don't understand. I'm on of shock. If schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah, you shouldn't get it for the lavin either. Says the Tfuah Shar, he says, for a lois esses, the schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah. And he says it has to be that way. You know why? Because what happens if a person's over a lois asei? He gets punished for the lois asei. See, mida toiv is always meruba b'midas peranias. So if there's an oivish for a lois asei b'hai alma, he said there has to be schar for a mitzvah for a lois asei b'hai alma as well. This is the Tfuah Shar. This is an early achron. This chiddush that we know schar mitzvah b'hai amalekah. Yeah, that's if a person does a mitzvah, schar mitzvah b'hai amalekah. But if a person has a temptation to do an aveira, person has a taivi, has a yetzahara to be over a lois asei, and he's mekayin it, meaning he overcomes his yetzahara. A person had the opportunity to be over six lavin by not giving tzedakah, but he was nice in prutulani. Oh, for that, this schar mitzvah, even in this world, an unbelievable chiddush. And being that this schar mitzvah in this world, so it's going to come out is you could be mizbarach. So you're going to get bracha kenega the lavin that you weren't over, but you're not getting bracha kenega the essen. Now, if you want to know if this chiddush of the Tfuah Shar is a geshmak chiddush, the Prima Gadim brings it. He brings it in his Psicha Koileles. So the Prima Gadim wrote an epic Psicha Koileles, which is much clearer to read if you have the new Shulchan Aruch. But he brings over there. See, he says, "Ba'agav gerora roisi lahasker." I've tried for years. "Ba'agav gerora roisi lahasker." Mashakasa batfuah shor besifrei b'char shor. If you look at the context, so he like threw it in derech agav. He was so excited with this chiddush. He said, "Ba'agav gerora." I have to tell you this chiddush of the Tfuah Shar, that even though schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, but this is the chiddush of the Tfuah Shar. The Prima Gadim brings it in the Psicha Koileles, and that's only for a mitzvah's esser. But when it comes to a mitzvah lois asei, over there you don't have the halach of schar mitzvah b'haya amalekah. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, yesh loimar. We know the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that if someone's over an issa d'rabbanon, he's also over an issa d'iraisa. Which issa d'iraisa? Lois asir mikol hashe yagidu l'chayom in asman. Not only is he over an issa d'iraisa, But he's over a loisase, deiraisa. Loisaser is a loisase. If a person is over an issa derabanan, he's always going to be over a loisase. So he says, if that's the case, al derech hapilpul, yeh shloim, and that's pshana Reb Zrachya Halevi. The reason there's no mitzvah slav lahanas netno when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan is because every mitzvah derabanan involves a loisase. If it involves a loisase, the lab of loisaser, it comes out for a lab of loisaser, schar mitzvah b'hai alma ikka. If schar mitzvah b'hai alma ikka, it's 100 kushis, the ritvan, sukkah, the flamen aleph, the rajbis kasha, that what happened to this, well, how could you say mitzvah slav lahanas netno? And chinami, the act, the kiyam mitzvah, maybe that in and of itself is not considered a mitzvah. But what about the fact that you're going to get schar in the next world? The teretz is, whatever the teretz is, but it's all predicated, like the Beis Yitzchak said, and like Rav Moshe Feinstein said in Igros Moshe, on the fact that schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. But if schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka said Rav Moshe, it's poshit that there would be no halacha mitzvah slav lahanas netno. Because at the end of the day, you're benefiting me. What do you mean? I'm going to get parnasa because of what you just gave me. So forget about the mitzvah. What about the parnasa? No, the teretz is schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. But when it comes to a loisase, you don't have schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. Who said that? That's the tefusha that the prima gana brings in the psichic kalelas. And every issa derabanan is really a loisase. Who said that? That's the famous Ramba. That every time a person's like an issa derabanan, there's a loisase. So if that's the case, every time there's a mitzvah derabanan, it comes out there's a loisase. If there's a loisase, it's schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. And if that's the case, there's no mitzvah lahanas netno. That's the pshat. A pilpul to give pshat. I was just thinking, if that's the case, yesh lachkar, if it makes sense to say this svara by a mitzvah derabanan that you're not obligated to do. A mitzvah derabanan, that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. All it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning, if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. But it's not something that you have to do. Right? Most mitzvahs are mitzvahs chiyuvis. So, Shloim HaMelech was Masakin Erevin. Netilas Yidayim. You have to wash Netilas Yidayim. Chanukah. That's what the Gemara talks about. Loisasi. You have a chiyuv. You have a mitzvah. Lalechas lebeis ovel. Lalechas lebeis mishta. Is there ever a situation where a person has a chiyuv to go to a beis ovel? He has a chiyuv to go to a beis mishta? It's a mitzvah derabanan if you go. But you have a chiyuv. I'm not sure. Assuming it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, all it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Is there a loisaser on a mitzvah chiyuvis? Loisaser means the rabbanu told you to do something. Loisaser, just the pshutei shel mikra, the ivra. Loisaser, mikol asher yagidu l'chayamin as well. You have to listen to them. But over here, I don't know if it passes a loisaser because there's no chiyuv in the first place. I don't have to do it. So if I don't have to do it, how can there be a loisaser? If there's no loisaser, so then you don't have the pilpul of the Beis Yitzchak or Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis. If that's the case, it's miyushit d'shagasaris kasha. Because by such a derabanan, where there's no loy saser, so it's hader dina that you're going to have mitzvahs lav lehanes netnu hagamitzah mitzvah derabanan. There's no fundamental difference between a derais and derabanan. It all comes down to the loy saser. Is there a loy saser? Is there no loy saser? Ordinarily, by a derabanan, you assume there's a loy saser. But what would be if you have a mitzvah kiyumis where there is no loy saser? So if that's the case, hader dina, mitzvah derabanan is no different than a mitzvah deraisa. And if by mitzvah deraisa, the rule is mitzvahs lav lehanes netnu, so a mitzvah derabanan will also be mitzvahs lav lehanes netnu. That's why in our sugya hagam we're discussing a beis ovel. Base mishnah, like the Shag Desire Turi Evan Nemdon in his Anocha, is for sure a mitzvah. The Rabbanah, not a mitzvah de Raisa, although some question it, but that was the Shag Desire's Anocha. The bottom line is, but there's no loisaser. Oh, there's no loisaser. So it could be over here, it's going to be different.